Hello and welcome to the Internet's Podcast. Sure missed that beginning, don't you? So do I. Today we're going to do Tech Talk for March 4th, 2007. I hope you understand that I won't be doing Tech Talk every day from now on. I will try, but I'll probably not. Stay tuned for my update for my podcast. April 2007. Now for Tech Talk. Sony bows down to the iPod once again by making a digital media port iPod dock TWM/IP1. I don't know, why can't you just call it a simple name like the iHome, which is much better than this. It's a dock for the iPod. Go to iLounge for more information, I guess. Sony's rainbow laptops get spring fever by coming out with a whole bunch of new colors for their laptop. I like to call it spring fever. The newest of its limited graphics blast editions is available in charcoal blossom. Black and white dot, weathered blue, or brown and turquoise dot, Engadget says. As for the specs, if you care, the laptop sport an Intel Core Duo 2 processor, 1 gig or more of memory, and hard drives exceeding 100 gigs of storage. But be warned, some of these colors are going to be changing after April 17th. Also, FCC says to flyers, no talking. If you thought some of the self-important loudmouth using their cell phone at 35,000 feet sent shivers down your spine, you can rest easy, at least for now. The FCC says that is going to be dropping the current ban in flight cell phone use that dates back to 1991. The agency hadn't received enough technical information to prove whether cell phones or other gadgets involved doesn't interfere with the aircraft's navigation communication systems. So, it could revisit the issue in the future. The FCC didn't say when it might do so. A second study started by the FAA, which currently supports the ban, should reach its findings later this year. Personally, I don't understand why someone would want to talk at 35,000 feet, but if there's knowing you women on board, you probably would like to get in touch with your friends and talk about all your stuff. Okay, sorry, today I'm kind of losing it. I didn't sleep that much, so I really don't know what I'm saying. Hope you understand. iPod surgery in a flash. One iPod Nano, but stuck with a fourth generation player. One DIYer has figured out how to remove his iPod's hard drive and replace it with an adapter that can accommodate it. Plug-in flash memory cards. Make Magazine spotted the most recent efforts by, hope I can say this right, Mark Hiro, who posted his tips on geektechnique.org. He took two iPods, one 40GB photo model and one 20GB regular model, and replaced the hard drives with a homemade adapter. After getting well acquainted with his soldering iron, he produced a iPod capable of storing songs on flash memory. Flash memory is more expensive than the hard drive, although maybe equal storage capacity, but it has no moving parts, which makes it more reliable. Apple is expected to eventually shift the entire iPod lineup to flash, as the costs come down. But if you can't wait, check the tips. Well, this could probably be your first modding project. Modding means modify. Well, this is going to be the first modding project I'm going to present to you. I'm going to try to present more in my tech talk. Well, what else can I tell you? Microsoft releases an emergency Windows patch. It fixes the animated cursor flaw and six others. Could Windows Vista Surface Pack 1 already be on the way? Hotfix Blogger has posted more than 100 fixes he says will be included in the Windows Surface Pack 1. This should be interesting. Is there anything else I have for you? No, I don't. Well, thanks for listening and have a great day.